Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we're talking about a brand new record for the Plaid Model S. Tesla's taking that out to the Nürburgring, so we'll talk about that record for EVs and how it stacks up with other vehicles. We've also got an update on Giga Texas, news on Tesla sales in New Mexico, news on Tesla Solar, and a couple other things as well. First up with the stock, looks like we gapped up to start the week, gapped down to end the week. Tesla closing today down about 2.5%, closing at $736.27. That compared to the NASDAQ, which also fell into the close, finishing down 0.9%. First up here, just a little bit more context on yesterday's story, that leaked email from Elon Musk. I was able to track down on Reddit that actual full email, and that does add a little bit more context to what was reported on by Reuters yesterday. So we talked about Elon mentioning cars that had missing parts that needed to be added later. He also said, quote, "I'd like to thank all the Tesla techs and contractors that helped add back the missing parts, often in very difficult conditions. You rock," end quote. So yesterday we talked about how that email had emphasized extreme part shortages earlier in the quarter, maybe suggesting that there has been a little bit of an improvement there. This also, I think, suggests the same thing. It says helped add back the missing parts, which kind of implies that that is not ongoing. Doesn't mean that there aren't other supply challenges, maybe just not those that were needing to be added back in after production. Back to the email then, the second paragraph here we just got a couple of snippets of, but it reads, quote, "And we are for sure dying to reduce the size of the end of quarter delivery wave. The goal is to do so in Q4, allowing some Q4 production to spill over to delivery in Q1. However, early Q3 production was so challenging that we need to go super hardcore to make up for it over the next about 22 days to ensure a decent Q3 delivery number. This is the biggest wave in Tesla history, but we got to get it done," end quote. So we'll definitely need to remember that about Q4, and maybe Tesla's planning on this because they know that some of that is inevitable with the ramp up of Texas and Berlin. But important to keep in mind. And then on Q3, we had heard, you know, the quote unquote decent delivery number yesterday. But I think in this full context, talking about Q3 early production being so challenging, to me, that does come off in general just a little bit more bearish than just the decent Q3 delivery number pulled out in isolation. So we will see. 3 weeks now left in the quarter. We should get those numbers anytime between October 2nd and 4th. Usually it's on the 2nd. That is what I expect. But worth noting that that is a Saturday this time around. I still feel really good about Q3 numbers, but obviously these challenges may limit some of the upside that we've been talking about. We'll talk a little bit more about supply challenges in general towards the end of the episode, but let's move on to the Plaid Model S, which has set a production electric vehicle record lap time for the Nürburgring. So Elon Musk on Twitter for sharing this out last night, sharing the ticket with run times of 7 minutes 30 seconds and 7 minutes 35 seconds, which is a little bit confusing, kind of makes it look like two runs, but this is the same run, two different endpoints for the lap. One is about 200 meters further, hence the extra 5 seconds for one of the times. For some historical and safety reasons that we probably don't need to really get into, both times are reported, but it does make it a little bit confusing when comparing to other vehicles because you have to figure out which time needs to be compared. So the Nürburgring in their records lists that 7 minute 35.6 second time. So people may compare that to the Porsche Taycan. Obviously, Tesla and Porsche had that sort of back and forth on the Nürburgring around the time the Taycan was coming out. And Porsche's time on the Nürburgring was 7 minutes 42 seconds. However, that was on the 200 meter shorter distance, so the actual comparable there for Tesla would be the 7 minute 30 second time versus the 7 minute 35 second time. On top of that, this is just a production unmodified vehicle from Tesla that is verified by the Nürburgring, whereas Porsche's time was set with what they called a pre-series Taycan. So Tesla easily ahead and still lots of easy things to do to improve that time. Elon tweeting out that, quote, "Next will be modified Plaid with added aero surfaces, carbon brakes, and track tires, all things that can be done without Tesla being in the loop," end quote. He also notes that the track software update is probably a few weeks away, and also waypoints and other things potentially included around that time as well. That track package is what'll bump the top speed of the Plaid up to its listed 200 miles per hour. It's been limited to 163 miles per hour since initial deliveries, and I don't think that has changed. So there's some chatter about just that potentially even improving Tesla's time here. But if you do look at the record, they do say that Tesla reached a top speed of 279 kilometers per hour on this lap, which would be 173 miles per hour, so already above that limit. So obviously a software update could improve the performance, but I'm not sure that it's just a matter of removing the limit. Anyway, obviously Tesla's time compares favorably to the Taycan, but when it stacks up to other internal combustion engine vehicles, you're talking records for a production vehicle in the 6 minute 43 second range. But obviously the Model S is a full-size sedan, so you need to compare it with such. That would be the executive cars category here for the Nürburgring records. They list the Mercedes-AMG GT63 S4MATIC Plus with a lap time of 7 minutes 27.8 seconds. The Porsche Panamera comes in about 2 seconds behind that, and then the Model S would be a little bit less than 8 seconds behind the Mercedes. So Tesla getting very close there to the fastest comparable internal combustion engine vehicles in the world. And remember, the Nürburgring is famous for being one of the most difficult and demanding tracks in the world. Plus, it does still sound like there are some things that Tesla can do, maybe even to the production version of the vehicle, that could improve that time, maybe pretty significantly. So hopefully that helps with the context around Tesla's time here. And then the last thing, there was some chatter that Tesla had replaced the yoke with a wheel. Well, from Tesla's video, obviously that's not the case. Just to clarify, this was a production car, did have the yoke steering. All right, next up here, just a quick update on Giga Texas. There has been this video from Snapchat that's been going around over the last day or so of someone filming some castings inside of Giga Texas, which is exciting to see, but I do want to point out that this isn't actually really all that new because we saw a similar image actually shared earlier back on August 30th by Joe Tagmeier, one of the drone flyover guys, showing essentially the same thing as this video. So again, exciting, but not necessarily new there. And then next, we've got a bit of an update on Tesla Solar. It looks like, according to Electrek, that Tesla has discontinued its solar subscription option. Previously, this was a no money down, no hard commitment way for people to get into solar. It was kind of similar to the SolarCity business model. So we've definitely seen ups and downs on that sort of an offering over the years. Now back on the downswing with the discontinuation. Kind of sad to see that go, as I do think it's a way to not like trick anyone into signing up for solar, but more so demonstrate the value of solar. Because you're clearly just presenting it then as, hey, you could either pay your electricity bill or you can pay to have these solar panels doing the exact same thing. When you start getting a loan and a down payment, things like that involved, it just feels a little bit more complicated for people, I think. But obviously the alternative results in more risk for Tesla and probably makes it more difficult to securitize those things. So not really surprising, but a little bit disappointing to see. Next up here, some good news for Tesla in New Mexico. Tesla is forbidden from direct sales of Tesla vehicles in the state, but Tesla has found a bit of a loophole here, so they have agreed with the Nombe Pueblo to open a sales, service, and delivery center on Nombe Pueblo land, which is not beholden to those state restrictions. So now there will be service available in the state, there will be the opportunity for prospective owners to take test drives, should be a big win for Tesla in the state, and it'll be interesting to see if that concept spreads to other locations as Tesla faces similar restrictions in other states as well. All right, next we're coming back to the chip shortage. We have updates today from both GM and Toyota. GM, which had previously in August said that they expect second half of year production to be reduced by 100,000 vehicles because of supply shortages, is now increasing that to a reduction of 200,000 vehicles for the second half. And then Toyota has provided updated guidance for both September and October. Previously, they expected a reduction of 360,000 vehicles globally of output in September. They've now increased that to 430,000. And then for October, they said that they expect production to be reduced by 330,000 units from their original plan. Both automakers did make comments suggesting that they see an improvement coming sometime in Q4. Toyota, for example, at this current moment, is keeping their original production plan in place for November, though obviously they noted that that could change. Last couple of things here. First, we've got an update from Harvard. They have a $42 billion endowment, which they invest in various things. They've announced that they have completely divested from any fossil fuel exploration or development companies, and they will not invest in those businesses going forward. We've already seen some of this, we'll continue to see more of it, and that capital will be reallocated towards businesses of the future, like Tesla. All right, lastly then, just a quick reminder that we may see FSD Beta 10.0 come out this weekend, maybe tonight, if Tesla sticks to its schedule, we'll see. But hopefully we'll soon get to see what this hype from Elon Musk is about, see how much progress has been made from 9.2. So definitely keep an eye out for that this weekend. But that will wrap it up for today and for the week. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast. And I'll see you on Monday for the September 13th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.